And we're live from Twitch, I believe.
Where? What country is I believe? I've never heard of
Look, that. I'm over it. I'm already over it. I'm tired. I don't want to be here today.
No?
Bad podcast.
Oh no.
What?
You're putting a hex
I
on
I thought it was going to be a good podcast.
Yeah, okay. I was ready for a good
one. I got snacks like from back in the
I'm
day.
I'm not in the mood to be cute. I'm being serious today.
I'm always in the mood. Yeah. I'm always in the mood to be
Take
cute.
Two.
Take two. And nailed it the second time. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show.
All right. Sean's leading the show tonight.
I'm taking the reins.
Special guest.
We're going all over the place. We're trailblazing. Woo. We're going to take lefts. We should take rights. Here we go. And theme song. If she knew my shame, there's always something different going wrong. The path I walk to the wrong direction.
We've asked Rocco to leave the set.
I commanded him to leave the set because I said only funny people on this set. Rocco had to leave.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, and we all had to tell a joke to confirm that we were actually funny people.
He missed a joke. Oh, you know, he can come back. I'll allow it.
We'll all repeat our jokes to confirm that we're funny people.
Who wants to start?
I'll start.
All right, go ahead.
How did Jared Fogle?
Oh, lose? No.
Hey.
No.
No?
No.
You can't do that?
Don't go there.
What are you doing?
We said no, Sean.
Sorry.
Nogle Fogle.
Monday meetings for nothing or what? I mean,
we had a Monday meeting?
We had an outline. I have an outline on this stuff.
Okay, sorry.
We had it on Wednesday.
What an asshole.
Sorry. Okay. How did Josh Doug... Fuck it.
No, that's fine.
Talk about him. That's fine, yeah.
What do you want? Go ahead.
Duggering up the past.
You're the one who watched that show. You were into that.
Give us a Duggar update.
What is the Duggar update?
Why is he in trouble?
What's Mother Duggar done this week?
His kid sister.
Josh Duggar.
No. That Mother Duggar.
Cheated on Anna.
Who's Anna?
His wife.
I don't even know who Josh Duggar is.
No way.
Josh Duggar, the eldest of the 19 kids and counting.
Oh, there's more Duggar drama?
That we know
of. Father
of
four.
That we know of.
Signed up for Ashley Madison.
Oh!
Had two accounts.
Is this your joke? Where's the punchline?
The punchline is that he's an asshole.
He's a cheater on Ashley Madison. The leak got him.
They got him. They fucking got him.
If you have a beautiful wife, a beautiful diamond.
This is supposed to confirm that we were funny.
All right.
Why would you?
Well, I had my Jared Fogle joke all queued up, but then you said that wasn't okay. So I don't know what to do now.
I think you shouldn't have said the name.
Anyways.
What else? Who gave a fuck about any of those people?
Nobody.
Oh, okay.
Did any real cool names come out of Ashley Madison?
Yeah, Brad Pitt was on.
Brad Pitt was on
there. Who are
there?
The cool cheaters, guys?
Stephen Hawking was on
there.
Really?
Yeah.
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, if we're talking about cool people.
Michael Douglas was
John
on there.
John Lennon was on there.
That's cool.
That's crazy.
He said, imagine all these leaked accounts. I wonder if you can.
Imagine all the pussy
I would get if only a girl would do me.
I heard that
was an unreleased John Lennon
Yoko's
song.
Yoko's pissed, I heard.
They released 30 gigs of the Ashley Madison data.
Yeah.
Apparently there's 200 more gigs.
Oh.
How is there that much?
I think it's getting to pictures, getting to other...
Yeah, because that seems like a lot of data for a site that's not video.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe there was video.
Maybe they had a lot more users than you thought.
Maybe it's all the cybering that happened on the website. Whoa. Like
people were like,
I peel back your zipper and reveal the vagina.
If they did,
hold on, sorry.
Close your eyes. Sean, close your fucking eyes.
I smell the moistness coming.
Jesus Christ, stop talking.
From within your panties.
I smell a boner.
Yikes.
And my erection begins to drip with anticipation.
Oh my God.
Imagine 200 gigs of that. That's a crazy leak. Whoa.
Yeah,
mind blower.
I thought it was crazy when they released, like, oh, this is this person, and this is what they said their interests were. And it's like, oh, man, so their fetishes and stuff. That's kind of crazy.
Oh, that's cool.
But you're right. If we did see the text, conversations between the two parties, that would be even better.
Yeah. I just don't understand why this site is like 600 gigs. I don't understand. I'm not getting that. Like, if you put all
25 megabytes, should get the deal done.
If you put every like Onion article in on a disc, it would be like 10 megs. I don't understand.
You know,
why are there like 700 terabytes of accounts? I don't understand.
All the cybering.
Compress your fucking website.
Compress it.
To me, it doesn't even reveal. I don't care that it reveals the accounts. I just care that it revealed what a massive waste of space it was.
Wait, like, it was a waste.
This site should only be a couple hundred megs.
You don't want to have a big
Did
one.
Your email get revealed?
Yeah.
Oh no, you're a Madisoner?
I'm a Madisoner.
He's Ashley
Madisoner. This is actually his second life.
You know, I feel like a lot of people heard about this website for the first time when this news story broke.
Yeah.
But I've heard of this company for years.
Because of Howard Stern.
They've always sponsored Howard Stern.
Yeah.
And their commercials
and
are so dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Harry, Gary, and Howard were both on
Harry,
it.
Gary, and Howard?
Harry, Gary.
Oh.
And Howard.
They were really, there were members from the Stern Show on
but
the leak?
Yeah, but those two. But they were saying there's no activity. It was just the site set them up for it as sponsors.
Oh,
they
had unlikely story.
Well, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Howard had an account.
Anyways, fuck it. Who cares?
Nobody really
I wasn't
cares.
On it. I didn't. I'm not married. I don't. I'm not allowed to use the site.
I'm not married either, so I'm allowed to use it.
You are allowed.
You are allowed.
I thought you're not allowed if you're not married.
You are.
Single people can. Single people can hook up with married.
Oh, because that's what I'm into. Is sneaking around.
Tight.
Nice.
I want someone to catch me with my dick
out.
On hard. Yeah.
Dick out? Yeah.
On hard.
On hard.
I've caught that before.
Dick
but
on
I don't
I've
about
caught
it.
You with your nuts on hard, but not your dick.
I got farted on by you.
I've seen Garrett's nuts. So to me, I caught him with his nuts on hard.
Yeah.
I've seen Garrett's
How
nuts.
How are they
too.
Compared to
it was
They look like meaty golf balls.
It was a more comical alternative.
You
were really fascinated.
Yeah, because that's what they look like.
He can't forget it.
He knew one day we would ask him, and he needed to have that ready.
I never knew anybody would ask me one day. I just speak the truth.
Hurts. Have we told
Facts
the story?
Facts don't lie. It is what it is. The sun is hot. Garrett's nuts look like meaty golf balls. Doesn't take a fucking genius to figure that out.
Why is that any surprise?
Anyways, where do we go from here?
Are you going to vote? Are you going to vote for D's nuts?
No.
Got him.
Man, I've seen that headline.
I'm going to vote for D's nuts. Did you know they said D's nuts on the news? They said it on the news. They said D's nuts on the news. The Death Star. Let's get the Death Star. Get the White House to make a Death Star, everybody. Get Justin Bieber deported.
I think Rocco is tired of the lack of sincerity in regard to our political system.
I'm just doing a goof.
And our law system.
No.
It's more than a goof. It's a goof with a message.
Satirical goof.
It's a goof with a spoof.
It's a goof with a message.
Deport Justin Bieber. Let's sign the petition. Here's a petition to get clean water into all these cities. No.
I'm tired of seeing him jerk off.
No, let's not. I don't want to sign that. Let's get this petition to preserve net neutrality. No. Let's deport Justin Bieber. Yeah!
Looks like you're shaking.
Hey, I'm going to post this on Facebook. All my fucking family members are going to see deport Justin Bieber. Hey, Uncle Tony, did you see what I posted? Deport Justin Bieber. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? Yeah, I'm not allowed to put a pool in my backyard because regulations didn't pass that would let me do that. Did you see the Justin Bieber? Wipe my cum all over everybody!
Don't wipe
you
your cum on
cum
me.
On Sean.
Don't rub your cum on me.
Is that
build
cum
a Death Star?
Bro?
What if they build a Death Star?
It was imaginary cum, but I hated it. As if it was real cum.
Yeah, slather.
It's just as bad.
Throw it in his face.
Looks like slather.
I don't want any of this.
Looks like ectoplasm.
On me.
Look at that.
Get that fake cum off
get
me.
Get a scoop here. And
why is it green?
Yep. Are you guys doing like Neverland shit?
Imagine with
you're doing
play.
It. You're doing it, Peter.
Oh, no.
You're doing it, Peter.
I want everyone
That's
at home. I want everyone
no
at home.
No cum swapping. Guys.
That's the porn parody. I want to see all the lost boys break out into some orgy, but Peter Pan can't see the fluids fly.
I want everyone at
until
home
he believes.
Everyone at home, load up on YouTube the scene from Hook where he starts seeing the food for the first time. But imagine it's all semen.
It's all semen. And the lost boys are having a big orgy, and until Peter believes, he can't see the jizz fly. Welcome to the podcast,
everybody. You're doing it, Peter.
They were at home.
Welcome to the podcast number 301. And
no, it is 362.
And then, I'm not done talking about this Peter Pan porno.
Yes.
Cool.
Pan's Peter.
Peter Pan picked a peck of porno peppers.
Not enough love for that for Pan's Peter.
It ends. Pan's Peter's a good one. With the fat lost boy doing the somersaults all the way down the ramp. Boop. Onto a dong.
Nice.
Thank you.
Right into the boo box.
Right into the
boo box.
Now,
and this is just a bunch of dicks.
It's the boob box, and you want to go in there.
Ah. I would love to go in the boob box.
I want it to be just a box with a bunch of dicks in it. That's a boo box.
That's a boo box.
I don't want that.
Yeah. Well, anyways.
All right.
Clean up your act. All right, welcome to the Mega Sissy World Podcast.
This is a family show, family vehicle.
Family vehicle.
yeah. What? No, I mean, families.
Oh, man, we suck. All right.
Yeah, we do.
Families should talk about this stuff.
Yeah. this past week has been crazy.
What happened?
Lots of stuff going on. But we wanted to say out the gate, we put up a new video this past week. A lot of people who saw us at conventions have already seen it. We showed it at a lot of panels over the summer, but it's finally online. The Ignacio's Ultimate Star Wars Fan Guide is out on YouTube and our site now. It's out. I went to the Star Wars convention in Anaheim. This was months back. And I did I was there for a little bit. I looked at stuff legitimately for a couple hours. I was like, okay, cool, I'm done. And I went to the other room, put on the Ignacio gear, and came back out a different person.
Whoa, no idea.
And I went to every booth checking stuff out. That video is the most I could possibly pull together of the footage that I had. Because most of what I filmed was it, what really surprised me that I was not ready for at that convention was when I would speak to people, 90% of them had some Star Wars quip to throw back at me. I would go to a booth, oh, is this E2-D2? And someone would go, well, no, but in the cantina there was da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, I don't care, I don't.
Nerd.
Like, they would throw more information at me. I don't know what I was expecting. I was the one being the asshole.
No,
so.
There's fucking nerd. I
shouldn't pin it on them.
Nerd.
But it was very difficult to film. And after a while, I was like, maybe I should just give up. And so, but I pressed on. And what I did was, that was when I transitioned into trying to get people to tell me what movie was it when, and I would try to describe something for 20 minutes that wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah, right.
So then I got a little more luck out of it, and also fortunately I found a booth that was all Japanese people, and I felt more at home.
Thank God.
During that, and so anyway, so between all the random shit that I got, it came together into what you saw, and I had a lot of fun. And, hope you guys enjoyed it.
I did. I like the guy who goes, speed bumper.
Speedy bumper.
Speeder bumper.
Speeder bumper.
Speeder bumper.
And also,
He looked like he was in Rammstein.
When I was editing the video, Ryan Reed was here.
Oh, yeah.
And it was,
fuck that guy.
Actually,
wow.
You know, normally I feel that way.
Yeah.
But he suggested searching something. I don't know how we led to it, but we found the picture of a guy dressed as Darth Vader holding up a bank, and that's in the video. And for some reason, we were laughing about that for like 2 hours. This photo of that and the caption, "Not today, motherfucker," for some reason, was making me laugh for a long time. So thank you, Ryan, for helping find that.
Your Pope Palpatine.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, he looks like Palpatine.
It's true.
Classic gag. Anyway, so that's that.
I'm thirsty.
Oh, fuck. Oh. This Pope we have is actually a good Pope. We heard that the Pope replaced all the wine in catechisms with Kickapoo Joy Juice.
Woo! Dude,
that's
I
crazy.
Did
that?
Yeah.
He did
that.
I could get behind Catholicism.
He said, this beverage is literally the blood of Jesus Christ, but it tastes like shit, and it's not as good as Kickapoo Joy Juice.
Wow.
Boom. That's right.
So go to Kickapoo. Drink Kickapoo.
And also with you.
.com
Drink
by Kickapoo. Amazon.
Yeah, it's the Pope's favorite drink. It's Pope endorsed.
Pope endorsed.
Yeah, so if you drink a Kickapoo, that's probably like a golden ticket to heaven.
It is.
Yeah.
All right. Of us confirm that. It is.
It is. If you don't drink Kickapoo, you're definitely going to hell. So
get it on Amazon. Get it at drinkkickapoo.com. Follow Drink Kickapoo on Twitter.
Yeah.
Follow them. You can get the latest Kickapoo-themed updates. Uh-huh. They're going to send you soda updates.
I'm going to go so far to say if you're drinking Kickapoo, that actually it makes you a more pious person. You are forgiven for your sins and your past transgressions and for trespassing against thy neighbor, which you're not supposed to do. And I give you permission to be judgmental to all people who do not drink Kickapoo.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
and,
fair.
And
that's
you could you could refer to them as sinners.
Sure. Yep.
So
if you're not drinking it, you basically
you're a sinner.
Yeah, you're I'll see you in hell.
You're going to hell, sinner.
Well, I won't see you there because I drink Kickapoo.
I'll see you
but
in
I'll
hell.
Know that you are there
from
while
heaven.
I'm in chilling
from
in heaven.
We'll watch you in heaven.
I'm chilling in heaven on my throne of Kickapoo.
We're gonna go to heaven. We're gonna crack open the 6-pack of Kickadoo. Heaven has a plasma TV set up in the middle of Buffalo Wild Wings, but instead of football, it's all the non-Kickapoo drinkers burning
roasting
in hell, and they're playing a new game. It's like football,
but
it's called soccer.
Oh,
but everyone has a Red Bull shoved up their ass.
They have a Red Bull shoved up their
drinking
ass.
Drinking the wrong
and
bullshit.
And instead of a ball, it's their own feces.
It's
getting,
their
they're kicking it around because it's hell.
They're
shitty ball
mini
game.
Golf balls. Testicles.
Yeah,
so drink Kickapoo. Yeah, so drink Kickapoo.
Yeah,
fun.
And Philip Seaman Hoffmore is down there because he died before he got a chance to drink Kickapoo.
Yeah,
sadly,
that's a bummer.
Yeah, sadly, they're gonna fill him up.
And that's the only person I can confirm is in hell.
Yeah.
By name. Everybody else is up for debate.
Soon to be joining him, a couple other righteous names.
Who?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, who's on your list?
I'm just saying.
I'm really scared to be on this
if
side.
There's one person I can't get behind, it's what Bill Cosby's been doing lately. I think he belongs
down comedy?
There.
Hey, somebody.
I think he's
off
color.
Bill Cosby has.
And I don't trust him giving me drinks.
Bill Cosby's definitely in a lot of trouble lately.
Come on.
Bill Cosby got into a lot of trouble lately. He needs a Kickapoo now more than anybody.
Yeah,
maybe.
Because he's like...
I don't know if he could be redeemed.
He's going to hell.
Jell-O ain't going to save him.
A Kickapoo would push him in the right direction.
Push him in the right... Can you...
You probably can't go back, but it can't hurt.
To everybody, I want you...
He can't handle sangria.
Tweet out at Bill Cosby and check to see if he has had any Kickapoo lately.
Yeah.
He fucking needs it.
He fucking needs it.
All right?
Yep.
But if he tries to give you a Kickapoo, don't take it.
Do not take any kind of drinks.
Oh, no.
Don't.
Give them to him. Don't take any.
Don't take anything from him.
Oh, no.
All right. So...
Anyway,
we cleared that up.
So, all clear.
Thank you for tweeting that.
Thank
Bill
you.
Tweet at Bill Cosby.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Now, I wanted to say, a minute ago, we were talking about, we showed that video, that Ignacio video. We showed it at conventions. We have one more convention coming up that we wanted to announce a couple things for. We are going to be at PAX next week. It's already next week.
I'm not ready.
PAX in Seattle is going to be next week. Do you have all the info, Eric?
Hello.
PAX,
cool.
August 28th through the 31st.
You want to hit that panel info?
Yeah, we
yeah,
have
bro.
A panel on Friday of PAX. Friday, August 28th at 6 p.m.
What's that picture?
In the Wyvern Theater.
Is that us?
That's me.
Yeah, that's
the Penny Arcade guys.
Oh.
So that's them. So anyway, so we are going to be at the con. That panel is going to be off the chain. We're going to show some stuff. We worked on some stuff even today. We were working on what we're going to be showing there, and it's going to – you're just going to be amazing.
You're not
going to
believe your eyes.
Wow.
And yeah. The we're going to be at booth 6509. We're on the sixth floor, the top floor.
Top for the top.
Green.
There's
the
two
crop.
Exhibit halls. We're on the top one.
The Ascended Hall.
So when you, I don't want to hear, I never saw you. All you have to do is go upstairs and you will see us.
Yeah.
We're going to be right there when you go upstairs. So if I hear one person go, I just couldn't see your booth.
Yeah.
I was looking all weekend. Then you were stupid.
Where the
you didn't go up the stairs.
To heaven. Remember that.
That's the penthouse. The penthouse suite.
When you're trying to remember where our booth is, just think to yourself, I'm going to go down to hell and smack up Satan and go up to heaven where all my homies waiting.
Yeah.
Think of that last one.
We're your homies.
Yeah.
Waiting in heaven.
Don't think of hell. We're your homies.
Yeah. Hell is that pizza place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's gone.
Fuck Tony.
Oh, it's gone. It's gone.
Pizza Place is gone.
Yeah, the owners were murdered.
Yeah. Yeah, didn't they mysteriously just get killed?
No one knows.
What happened?
No, we know what happened. Anyway. So we'll be up there. Now, what are we going to have at the booth? What? Well, first up, we're going to have all the new merchandise that we have had at the past few cons, which is the charm shirt is going to be there. If you have that graphic, the charm shirt is going to be there, the wizard shirt, the phone case, snapback hats are going to be back, the con exclusive Blu-ray, of that stuff that you've come to expect is going to be there.
That's five
in addition to that stuff, we're also bringing the... brand new. Sean brought you this design at RTX. Yeah. It's also going to be at PAX. The Cali 64 shirt.
Yeah.
That's going to be there at PAX. Boom. The brand new shirt. We've got one right here. You can look at it.
Look at that. That's how soft that looks.
And it's on the super soft material.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. That's going to be at the booth.
It's money, baby.
Money.
It's money.
Money. We're going to have it. There it is. That's going to be there. In addition to that, we're going to have the convention exclusive. Like this after the show, that, you know, maybe we'll sell that online. Okay, whatever. No. But this shirt is only at PAX. You can only get it at cons. The Neon Elite shirt.
Oh, my God.
That's right. That's going to be at PAX as well.
Con exclusive.
Con exclusive. Oh, can't get it anywhere else. And you got another chance to get it at PAX. So there you go.
I really like how that
But what we're going to drop on you is...
Get ready for this.
We got an exclusive jumbo size...
What?
Holy shit.
What?
PAX exclusive poster.
Wait, what is it?
Bam! By you, by our good friend Max.
That
you saw it on the podcast. He sent us the poster on our podcast. And it's going to be for sale at PAX. In a bigger size.
Dude, I cannot wait.
And it's going to be available at our booth exclusively at PAX.
I got to test it out with my
Blacklight. The Game Crypt poster.
What?
I got a Blacklight in my bedroom. I got to test it out. Looks like that might glow.
Yeah. There you have it.
I'm excited.
Like there you have it. So all that stuff is going to be available at our booth. So you got to come by this PAX and check it out. Say hi, meet and greet, all that stuff, and pick up some of that stuff.
What would you be doing at PAX anyways if you weren't coming to the Mega 64 booth?
Nothing.
The fucking dice rolling booth?
Yeah. You're going to look at expensive tables you can't afford? Yeah.
Platinum Games is bringing Scalebound, their Xbox One exclusive.
Really?
Made by Hideki Kamiya.
Wow.
I don't know if he's director on it. I'm not sure.
Really? Yeah, no, he is.
I know he's attending one of the...
Everyone, I confirm that he is.
Yeah, Sean knows.
Well, there you go.
Sean's the Platinum guy.
But their game, that's a game I've been really excited about. And so, yeah, that's going to be there. Other than that, that's it.
Maybe Mad Max, maybe?
That'll be out.
It will be, you're right.
But...
No.
In the spirit, it'll be
September 1st.
It'll be out a day later.
Okay, yeah.
But in the spirit of gaming conventions... nerds will still line up 6 hours.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You guys out there know what I'm talking about. If anybody's ever been to a video game convention, there's always that one game that will be out in a day, but people have been waiting in line since 8 in the morning to play it, and it doesn't make any... I remember being at E3, and it's like... There's a huge line for Batman. Guys, that is Wednesday that will be out.
I feel like I've seen it where the game came out like 2 days before.
Yeah.
In a lineup. It's like
Evolve
Go rent it.
Evolve, I feel like I feel like we went to a PAX or some convention where Evolve was huge and on the show floor it had a line wrapping around the booth.
I don't know if it was out.
No?
I'm not sure. The Last of Us, I believe, was that.
Really?
Yeah. I think The Last of Us was out that week.
Yeah.
And I remember being... I think I was on the show floor and I... looked and I went, oh, my, the copy of this game is at my doorstep. Amazon just notified me, so.
Play when I get home.
I could be wrong. Maybe there's a different game, but anyway, so we'll see if that's
there. So I'm going to see you guys all at PAX, hopefully. I love Seattle. I'm excited for this convention.
Oh, I'm really.
And it's 4 days. So we'll see you
all
4 days.
You can just walk right up to our booth and talk to us. We're not pretentious like Rooster Teeth.
Yeah.
We don't make you line up. Like, we're all hoity-toity internet royalty.
No.
Yeah, I get all the time these Rooster Teeth fans come up to us and say, how come there's no line to see you guys and there's a line to see them? And I say, because we are fucking fast.
You know what? Hey, all right. I was joking a second ago, but people legitimately come up and say that to us all the time. And I don't know what to fucking say.
It sounds like an insult.
I don't know.
It is an insult.
You want to go line up to talk to me? You can. Wait over there.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you when you can come talk to me.
We work. I think how it is they have like two people working. We have like six people working our booth all at once, and we're taking, you know, we're fast.
They know they purposely do it because they are pretentious.
Yeah, they're jerks.
They want to be
hoity-toity.
Yeah. And jerks. I saw they got better Freddie than you W attitude. Doing the same thing at RTX.
What?
Rocket Jumpers are doing that?
I guess we're the only famous people that don't make you line up to talk to us like we're freaking Jesus walking on the water.
Yeah.
I'm like... Because Jesus Judas. Made people line up to talk to him after he got
off the water. I'm like his friend Judas. I'm like chill, laid back.
Yeah, I'm like his friend Pontius Pilate. Like, I support everything you do.
Yeah.
Well, who are you guys like? You guys ever go to Bible school?
I'm like Noah, because that's the only person from the Bible that I know besides Jesus.
Nice. You've been doing chicks on a boat.
Is that what he does?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did a chick I know and one animal. Of every animal.
Remember that Lonely Island video?
Yeah.
I don't.
About on a boat?
Oh, yeah.
It's about Noah.
Okay.
Who are you guys? Who would you be from that Bible
thing?
From the Bible?
I would be...
And you can't say Jesus, Rocco.
Yeah, because we all know about him.
Yeah.
I would be God. Oh,
the Lord your God?
Oh, you can't be the Spirit.
I'd be... who's the big guy? Goliath.
Goliath, yeah!
Because he kills
He kills David.
Sammy or David, whatever.
He kills David.
Sammy or David.
Anyway, Davis Jr.
Yeah,
he gets killed by David, but he does kill Sammy. He, like... Mm-hmm. Sammy.
Yeah, fuck you, Sammy.
Up. Sammy gets all jacked.
Yeah.
Pecan Sandies.
That sucks. I'm Sammy.
Damn.
Eric, you go with Sammy the Bull?
Bravado? Somebody said...
Sammy the Bull? Is he from the Bible?
That's me right there. Somebody said it in the chat. I would be Lucifer.
You identify as the Dark One.
Identify.
All right.
He's not actually in the Bible. Look at me. That's a character from the Da Vinci
Code.
He's
not in the Bible?
No, who? Are you reading Gideon's or King James?
I'm reading Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code.
Yeah.
We already said that.
That's like the modern day Bible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It cuts through all the bullshit.
Yeah.
It gets right to
Ian McGregor.
Anyways, check out the Bible. I think you can get it on Amazon. I think you could probably get a discounted one on Amazon.
Yeah, cheap used ones.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes people leave theirs in like drawers at hotel rooms. You can just snag those.
Yeah, those are free. Yeah.
Hey, they sell Bibles in the bookstore. I think legally you should be allowed to steal those because...
Yeah.
God will forgive you.
There was a Christian store that some people I knew worked at in high school.
Yeah.
And some people stole from that store all the time.
Because they wouldn't put in any form of security.
Yeah.
Because they thought, well, no, we trust our customer.
Right. Yeah. And they said that the like, people are stealing like crazy from that store.
Of course they were.
Which is,
I know people who stole from that store.
You know who did it?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
I know the doers.
Not me, because I never went into that store.
I went in once to visit my friend who was working there, but I felt a lot of place. I don't know anything about that world.
I went once. So. I went once, and they had Christian Guitar Hero, and I really enjoyed looking at that.
Wow. You should have bought that.
Well, yeah. Where is that now?
I don't know. It was some PC thing. I don't game on PC. Sorry, Christ.
Hey, is Christian Guitar Hero available on Steam? Let me know.
Let us know. We'll play
it. It's only Jars of Clay songs and
Switchfoot.
Who else? DC Talk.
A Reliant K.
What would people say if they thought I was a Jesus freak? I actually, but I downloaded that for Rock Band. That's on regular Rock Band. I'm
really?
Not joking.
What?
Jesus freak.
Huh.
What would people say if I told them I was a Jesus freak?
That sounds right. Anyways.
What would they say?
There you go.
I know a kid in high school wore a t-shirt that was just a tie-dye t-shirt with, I think, black text that said Jesus freak.
I know people who had that shirt, too.
Yeah. I want to get a tie-dye t-shirt that just says Freak Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Kind of the same thing, a little bit different.
Kind of turn it on its ear.
Yeah,
I saw somebody wearing a tie-dye shirt with the NSA logo on it.
Or Freaky Jesus.
That'd
be good, too.
Hmm. Tie-dye's coming back, guys.
So is Jesus.
Well, he never left.
Anyway, enough of that. We're going to keep the rest of the podcast secular, just to be safe.
We're going
to
play all our secular songs tonight.
All our secular music. Do you remember when somebody asked that? Somebody asked that. There was somebody who someone we know had a band, and then someone else we know who got suddenly overnight really into like they were super Christian.
Yeah.
They went, wait, is this secular music? And I just thought that was, that's the lamest question anyone's ever asked.
What the fuck is wrong?
Like, what do I even say to that? I'm not going to name names. After the show, I'll name names.
It was me.
It was Sean. Sean went, is this secular?
I say secular a lot.
They went, is this secular music? I was like,
Sean,
oh,
what
does
secular mean?
Is it secular or succular?
I'm assuming.
Secular.
Secular means.
I'm with you on the assuming.
Just God, I would assume.
No.
No. Oh. Is God music?
No.
No.
Devil music?
No. Secular music is how would you describe it?
Music that isn't. It's when a Christian band writes a song that is not about God. That is their secular song.
Yeah.
It's not about the devil. It's just
it's
not
just
about God.
Secular. I think
it's
means
everything.
Stuff, right?
Yeah. It's like everything in your life that is not of the church.
Not spiritual.
You just got educated.
So.
It's not spiritual. It's material.
What's wrong? You're laughing, and he looks like there's something up his butt.
I just can't figure all this stuff out. It's so confusing.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got a Red Bull up there.
No, it's the opposite. It's devil music?
That would be the opposite.
That would be the opposite.
Don't spoil Slumdog Millionaire! but anyway, let's talk about some secular shit. The coming weeks ahead got some big shit going on. I want to talk about something I did.
We already talked about the Lost Boy orgy.
Uh-huh.
What else did what you else do? Is coming on?
Well, that was most of my week. But
okay.
When I had a break, I'm going to drop a bomb.
Oh, my God.
I got to go to...
He played Metal Gear.
Konami.
What a dick.
I don't need nobody to speak for me. I went to the Konami studio, and you're never going to believe what I did. You're not. I'm going to hype up the surprise. You're not going to believe it when you see it.
Yeah.
And
what'd you do?
When I showed up, I said, why am I here? What have you invited me to do?
What was the answer?
And they said, come in here and we'll tell you.
Right. What did they tell you?
And they walked me. I signed in at the front desk.
Oh.
And I walked into the back room. And they said, guess what?
What?
We have the final copy of a certain thing you want to play. And
what
I said,
game?
Oh, yeah, what's that? And they lifted the curtain. They went, MGS5. Guess what that stands for? What?
What?
Metal Gear Solid 5.
Whoa!
So yeah, I played it.
The Phantom of Pain.
I heard. Cool.
Yeah. How'd you know?
Crazy. Yeah, I knew that.
Oh, you
crazy.
I didn't hear what he said, but it's probably something stupid. Anyway,
she heard it.
Yeah, he heard it. Anyway, so yeah. There was last week got invited. Hey, shouts out to Konami.
Whoa!
You saw.
I never thought you'd say that again.
You saw our PT video, and they still went. Invited.
Wow.
Maybe they didn't see the PT video. Anyway, anyway, I went last week. I went to their studio. What they told me was it was basically a situation where they had their office open for 4 days for invited reviewers to come and play it. You could play it all day long for 4 days so that you could complete the game and review it in its entirety. And so I was like, wow, that's really cool. Unfortunately, reviewing games is not my job, so I could not commit 4 days to that. I was able to come for 1 day and play it. And I kind of, when I was there, I was like, how are people taking 4 days to do this? But it's like, oh yeah, that is some people's job. And it's not mine. But anyway, so I played it for a day. And, you know, I hate to be the guy going against the crowd or against... I never want to sound like the contrarian or anything like that, I really hate to say it, but it's really not good. It's not that good.
Really?
Unfortunately, you know, I don't know if it's a subject of just hype or if it's just, you know... maybe part of it is my shortcomings as a player, but there just wasn't a lot to it. I felt like I beat it probably... I mean, I don't even know if it was as long as Ground Zeroes.
You beat the game?
Yeah, I beat it within an hour.
On a scale of 1 to 5 stars, what would you rate it?
0.
Big fat 0.
Well, honestly, because when I turned it on, it was fuck you out the gate.
Yeah.
There's all this licensed 80s music. I don't like that. I like the 60s.
Okay.
Yeah, and also, like, licensing and marketing, they're going to cram more marketing down
your
throat.
Some indies?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
support indie music.
I like indie. I like when indie games take the kind of retro 8-bit look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that Fox engine, fuck you. It tries to look real.
Did it look like really real?
That's the thing.
Yeah, and I don't like that.
That's
the
thing.
I'll live.
It wants to look real, but it doesn't look real. Look shitty.
Yeah. Look shitty. That's all. I mean, I could sum that up in one sentence, and it's that. But I'll keep going. It's just the main character. Him, the sneaking stuff, just fucking kill him.
Main character's a bitch.
Little bitch. I didn't play the other Metal Gears, but this one makes me feel like I don't need to. And confusing stuff. The story. Blah, 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 blah. Techno babble.
Yeah, it tries. I haven't played it, but I've been watching a lot of trailers on YouTube.
Yeah.
On the tubes.
Yeah.
Like people on the internet say. And it's trying so hard to be Splinter Cell, it hurts.
Yeah.
Really?
Sam Fisher.
Yep.
And the king.
It wants its identity crisis.
And back to the confusing thing, you know, I saw the trailers too. I haven't played 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Right.
And I was fucking confused. I didn't know what the fuck was happening.
That's like, stupid.
They didn't make it make sense to you?
No. Yeah, like, and what about the everyman, like me?
They drop you in the middle of a fucking open world and say, go. Where do I go? How about a fucking Thomas Brothers guide to the boss?
Yeah.
Or some help.
Even Mario 1, you knew where to go.
Yeah. Right. You go right.
Go right.
You can go right at Metal Gear.
Hey.
Too many choices.
And you can go left. Yeah.
Nintendo even once put out a DVD to show you how to play a Mario game.
They did that.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Yep. So, anyway.
Yeah, what else?
Zero.
Zero stars. Sorry, Kojima.
Yeah, it's just a...
Yeesh.
I was afraid of that. That sucks.
Yeah.
And
anyway, Mad Max is coming out.
It shits on America.
It does shit on America, yeah.
Wow.
And haven't we... I mean, what's this whole Cypher thing? Kind of sounds like anti-American. Mm. You know, I don't really dig that. I know Japan doesn't really like us, but,
I heard...
Cool it.
I heard they hate most of us.
Yeah.
Over here.
Is that true?
It's
a nation of
jihadists.
Nation of hate-filled people over there.
Yeah.
They look at our way of life, and the Japanese are just really upset.
Well, that's that.
There you go.
Anyway.
Thanks for watching.
Sorry, folks.
Yeah.
Camera on me. I'm just fucking with you. It was incredible.
Oh,
it was incredible.
Wait, what?
It was actually really good.
Damn it. I was gonna let it go.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were... Okay.
Incredible?
It was amazing. It was really, really great. It feels more like a Metal Gear game than... all the talk that was leading up to it of, wow, it's going to be a departure. Wow, it's going to be open world. We've never done this. We've never done that. Out of all that talk about we've never done this, it feels more like a Metal Gear game than 4 did. And I liked 4, don't get me wrong. But once they turn me loose, the game begins. There's a lot of story stuff. It's very story heavy. But then it comes to a point where it turns you loose. And you're kind of, wow, I could just roam this big place.
Yeah.
And it's funny because that was the part I was ready to feel less like Metal Gear. And it felt more like Metal Gear in the sense that I was left to my own devices. And I started getting the same feeling I did from Snake Eater. Honestly, even though it was different... I felt like I was coming up with crafty things to do, and, okay, there's these guys over there. Well, I could go through, but you know what? I'm going to go up to this mountain and kind of just mark everybody and, mark them all down where they are and figure out, okay, and, I've got a horse. Maybe I'll ride side saddle behind the horse, and they won't be able to see me. And, a horse goes by, and they go, oh, cool, a horse, and they don't see me. You know, I was, like, coming up with all this Home Alone shit to, like, get around stuff. And I really felt like, I don't know, between that and the aesthetic of things, the sound effects, and all the other classic Metal Gear things, it felt more like a Metal Gear game than 4 did. And I'm saying that as someone who loved 4.
Does it look as good as the trailer, though?
Yes.
It does look that.
Absolutely. Yes.
The trailer looked beyond, like, this can't be real.
And I know there are, a lot of frame rate nuts out there. Whatever. That thing was 60 frames a second, and not once in all the action did it stutter, did it slow down.
Wow.
It stayed. But to me, the true hero of the whole thing, in what I played, and I am going to tell you, I did not beat the game. I wasn't going to stay and beat it. But in the amount that I played, the true hero of it is the directing. The camera just rarely ever cuts. Even when it goes into a cutscene, it's like the camera is handheld and it pivots around you.
Like Birdman.
And it's all very like
ripped off
Birdman. It feels very tense, like oh god, I can't leave this moment. And it's the direction and the, man, the licensed music and all of the layers, and even the non-licensed music, just the music in general, has a lot more synth to it. It feels like, wow, you've been asleep and it's the 80s. And it just maintains that aesthetic. It's really incredible. Anyway, what I played delivered in every way. I'm not going to say that I didn't play the full thing, but what I did of the day that I played it, it was really, really awesome. And I love all the... Some people might be turned off by all the Peace Walker style, like building your base and collecting people and whatever. Fun. But yeah, I love that.
That was fun.
Some people, that might be a little complicated to them. And it was to me at first when they added that stuff to Peace Walker. But I grew to love it. It's all in this, too.
So, well, now I don't know what to believe. Is it good or is it bad?
No, so you're going to have to see.
Who knows? I'm just not going to. I'm not going to play it. It's too controversial.
Too controversial.
I don't like
anything that's controversial. I stay away.
I like.
You're probably safer. You're better off just staying away.
I like middle of the road.
Yeah.
Milk toast.
I like vanilla.
Yeah. I do like vanilla, actually.
Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Do you ever notice that's the term when something is bland or boring? That's so vanilla.
Yeah.
And, like, vanilla fucking rules.
Vanilla's the best.
But vanilla's better inoffensive. Chocolate. Who hates vanilla? No one.
Chocolate lovers?
Even chocolate lovers like
vanilla. I think vanilla... You know, Ramo
vanilla is so historically, universally successful. It's like the grand slam of all grand slams.
It's white bread.
That people just forget that it's even there because it's so badass and successful.
Yeah. All
right.
So if you call something vanilla, you're saying it is the greatest thing.
It's the benchmark.
That this thing could ever attain to the point where it becomes the default blandness, which is a good thing. It's the highest praise you can offer.
Yeah.
I'm vanilla.
I'm vanilla.
Look at me. This is what vanilla looks like.
This is vanilla.
One last thing I want to say real quick. I think the most viewed video over the next week on YouTube, video in general, type of video, is going to be people's playthroughs and summaries of Peace Walker.
What?
Like, there are so many people who didn't play Peace Walker, and this has story stuff from it, and it's like, I know so many people who, over the weekend, have been, I watched, there's like a 90-minute movie that sums up Peace Walker. It's like,
You just reminded me that starting soon, I will be able to watch Metal Gear Solid 5 playthroughs and walkthroughs. Fuck yes. I am stoked.
Oh.
Yeah. It's my favorite thing is to watch other people play a video game.
Yeah.
Poorly.
Oh. You do that?
Yeah.
Cool. I should check out your stream. When is it?
Friday mornings.
Oh, I forgot. You don't do self-promotion.
Yeah.
No,
I just don't talk about my Twitter. The PBS is Wednesdays at 7.
Oh, okay. And what's your Twitter handle?
Well, I don't plug that. Plug the Twitter.
All right.
It's not on the podcast. Okay.
Definitely.
Anyways,
on the
podcast. I'm definitely going to be playing. I've been doing a Metal Gear Appreciation stream every week up until now.
Cool.
And I will be playing.
Appreciate it?
Yeah, I've been
playing. He just looks at it and goes, yeah.
Been playing the other games in the timeline. Now I will be playing the new one for sure.
I'm really excited they're remaking 2.
Really?
What? Why are you
talking about Resident Evil?
He's talking about Resident Evil.
Yeah. Oh, Resident Evil. I thought Metal Gear Solid 2.
No.
Sons of Liberty.
I can see why you would think that.
Yeah, because Brian just changed.
Yeah, because he just said the number 2.
Brian just changed subjects on us.
Weren't you talking about a Resident Evil appreciation?
No, I was talking about a
Metal Gear.
Metal Gear.
But I just was not paying attention at all.
Somebody checked out 15 minutes ago.
You know what I love is the L blocks. Were we saying Tetris?
Yeah.
What? 2 games? What? Bram Stoker?
No.
Clive Barker, whatever.
Kyle looks like
I couldn't even do that right. But anyway, hey, I want to say there's another game we got early access to.
What?
There's another game we got early access to.
I didn't know.
Derek has it.
Oh,
I haven't played it.
But, yeah. But we haven't played. No, we just got it. We just got it.
I got it 2 days ago. I'm sorry, I've been busy.
We have, but I don't even know if we can talk about it yet. Anyway, I'm not sure.
I can't
but
even
we
fucking
got,
talk about it.
We got Mario Maker. We have it in our possession. Derek is the level making master.
I am.
You saw what he did for Battle Block Theater.
That's what I was going to say. I don't know if you can still get those levels. I don't know. You guys wouldn't know either because you don't play Battle Block Theater. Yeah.
I don't know if I got those.
We did do a special limited edition Mega 64 edition of Battle Block Theater levels for their Fur Bottoms feature. That was a couple months ago.
That was fun, though.
It was fun. We played it. I made all the levels. I do like building levels in any level creation system. I really enjoy that. It's kind of like creating a puzzle. It honestly reminds me of when I was a little kid, I would get into magic and practicing magic tricks. It's kind of like setting up a show, you're going to perform for somebody. That's kind of what the levels are like for me. I like building levels. Enough said. Yeah. Hmm. So Mario Maker's out. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well,
haven't had a chance to play it yet.
That's not out for a long ass time.
It's out for me.
It's out for you.
Yeah.
So hopefully next podcast we talk about.
I think it's a couple months, right?
It's out in like mid-September. Okay, September 11th. September 11th. They're really careful to have all the ads say the 11th of September rather than
smart.
September 11th.
That's smart. Hmm. Why? You won't forget the other one.
Remember the 11th of September.
Oh, well, there you go.
I'm already building a special two towers level in commemoration.
Two castles.
Yeah, the two castles.
Cool. One for Mario, one for Luigi.
Why
are you laughing at what I call him?
It's a symbol of coin commerce.
It's a nickname, okay?
I thought you burped halfway through talking.
No, I said Luigi.
Luigi.
What is with this guy?
Mario and Luigi. Mario and Luigi.
I
want the Mad Max game to be good. At the same time, I do not want it to be good.
Yeah.
That's coming out the same day as Metal Gear. And it's like, I want it to go under the rug, but at the same time, I want a cool Mad Max game.
Let me tell you right now, what you just said was stupid.
I'm going
to
skip it.
Because you don't have to skip it. Because there'll be another day that you can
play the game. I'm going to be jealous
I don't have days.
You don't have... wait a minute. I'm just saying, in the future, once you finish Metal Gear...
There's no future, Sean, for me. Once the Phantom Pain is released,
I'm
canceling my Final Fantasy XIV subscription. I'm going to stop buying pretty much any other game. Might as well just turn Squids off of my Wii U forever.
And you'll never turn it back on ever again.
No,
my point is that game will be out forever so you can get it.
I think.
And I'll be big personally. Playing Phantom Pain.
But you know what?
I've actually heard you say this.
People grow up and games don't sometimes.
Sometimes.
Okay.
I think this might be my... It's Hideo's last hurrah. This might be my last dance in the sun.
You'll never play a video game again.
I think I will be satisfied playing the Phantom Pain
forever.
If
he comes back and plays Mad Max a year from now, it's going to reflect all the shit happening right now.
Garrett,
it may not be relevant in a year.
Garrett, what if it sucks? Like, honestly, what if it's not good?
Not possible.
I
wouldn't believe
not
it.
What if the sun didn't
rise
tomorrow?
Garrett has the same attitude on that game as he did when we were working on a Dragon Ball video. Well, it can't fail.
It can't fail.
Garrett, it could.
That's not
it
possible.
Could.
No, can't.
Not possible.
It probably won't suck, but what if it does? Just like, what if?
Hey, GameSpot is always the most critical on games.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
They just put out their Metal Gear review, and it's a 10.
Oh!
It's not even like any... There's no give on it at all.
Sean,
it's
I'm so excited.
Can I take it one step further? Greatest game ever made, tops everything else ever created, bar none. Better than any book you've ever fucking read. Better than any movie you've ever watched.
Yeah.
It makes The Walking Dead look like Cheers.
Oh, wow.
That's... Whoa.
Okay.
Where Everybody Knows Your Name.
Yeah. Makes the greatest show
on
Earth.
Where Everybody Eats Your Brain.
Like the worst show on Earth. Where Everybody Eats Your Brain. That's fucking genius.
That's genius.
But it pales in comparison to the genius
of
Migziv. That's what I call Metal Gear Solid Migziv. 5. I just read the letters.
Migziv.
And Migziv is... It makes the Beatles sound like Rocco singing Beatles rock band.
What's wrong with that?
That sounds good.
Come on.
Well, I hate to break it to you.
Don't let me down. Fuck you.
What?
My finger slipped.
Well, nothing was racist
Eric's
there.
Eric's finger slipped.
All right, Eric, film yourself the racist. Because you're obsessed.
You're a racist.
Yeah.
I apologize.
You got something to say?
So, if you don't own a PlayStation or an Xbox One, buy one. Get ready for Metal Gear Solid 5.
Burn all your Beatles albums.
Yep.
Burn everything that you own besides the TV and the PS4 Xbox One.
Sever your ties with your dumbass family.
I know we were joking about the retiring from video games thing, but part of me does feel like after Metal Gear Solid 5 and later, once I get the Final Fantasy VII remake, I feel like once those are out, it's like, I'm done.
I'll just have time to go back and play the stuff I haven't finished.
Then let's make it a pact right here. You will not play any more games after that point. Ever. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Thank
you.
Done.
Lots of incentive.
Deal. Yeah.
That's not a... I did not...
I'm just saying, I get that you're excited, and I'm excited for you, but whoa, guys.
Greatest game on Earth ever made.
Wow.
Better.
It's the greatest game you've ever played that you haven't played. Rock has played it. But
I was very jealous.
Yeah.
Anyway, so play the greatest game on Earth, or don't. But if you're not,
fuck Last Guardian. Never mind.
I have to thank you.
I got
you for these sweet.
Yeah,
they gifted.
They gave These are Kaz's glasses.
Kaz's glasses.
How say, look on the side.
Master Miller himself wore these in the game.
It says Metal Gear on the side.
Kaz's glasses. Really nice. If you're from the UK.
Yeah, you want to try them on?
They're crazy. If you're from Australia, it would be Kaz's glasses.
Wow.
If from South Africa, it would be Kaz's glasses.
I keep forgetting Fallout 4 is later this year.
That's the next greatest game ever made, but it's not out yet, so...
Fallout Boy is coming out with a new album too in next year. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Wow. It's called Save Rock and
greatest
Roll.
Greatest band,
again.
Greatest game.
Still saving. Really?
No. They have an album. I really want everyone to go home and just think about that.
Just think.
They have Fallout Boy has an album called Save Rock and Roll. I'm gonna get 10 emails that explain Rocco. Well, what they meant by the explanation aside, they have an album called Save Rock and Roll. Fallout Boy, Save Rock and Roll. Just want
to throw that out there.
Maybe the album title comes a little bit late, but they did save Rock and Roll.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you remember Rock and Roll was in the shitter in like 2000? Like just all the bands making rock songs sucked.
Yeah.
But then a few years later, what did we get?
Yeah.
Fallout Boys.
Oh.
Hey, I was curious.
We're going down in a dirty around. Sugar, we're going down swinging.
Being number
one with a bullet. Ooh. Loaded gun complex, cocking and pulling.
I'm unlovable.
He went. So you thought.
That was a fun song to play in Rock.
You thought we didn't save Rock. You thought they didn't save Rock.
Really fun to play in Rock.
They're announcing more. They're announcing more Rock Band 4 songs tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
That's cool.
I'm like ready. Just give me the list, man.
Yeah, the whole list.
It's a month or two away.
Is it?
I'm ready for it. Just give them to me and I'll. Yeah, I'm down. That's going to be a PAX.
Is it?
Fuck. Oh, okay.
Cool. Wait, guess what we're doing during the exhibitor party? It's going to be that.
Yeah.
Very
it's good, and it's going to be a lot of Harmonix employees going.
That song again. Huh?
Say
it ain't so again.
We were going to go get food. You can play.
Nice, right.
I remember when there's a guy we know. He's no longer at Harmonix, but when the original Rock Band came out, and it was that. It was like during the exhibitor mixer.
Yeah.
People kept playing songs, and we were like, "Are you tired of hearing these songs and not like hanging out and getting a beer and you know whatever?" And he's like, "No, most of these no." It's just that everyone here wants to play Say It Ain't So. Don't need to hear it again. Don't need to hear it again. Great song. Don't need to hear it again. It was like, and then the next people came out, "Oh my God, can you put out Say It Ain't So?" Yeah, God damn it. Yeah. All right, we'll do it.
Oh my
God. It was kind of funny. It was true. Everyone thought that was the song that no one else was playing.
Yeah, we played it.
It's obscure enough of a Weezer song. It's not Buddy Holly. You know what I mean? So they think like, "Ooh, hey, we're gonna play."
It's obscure enough of a Weezer song; it's their second biggest hit.
Yeah. It was like, I just figured
it's actually not. If you look at their sales and stuff like that, it wasn't.
Huh. When well, Bad
from,
Reputation
from the good Weezer era, it was.
When Joan Jett is preferred over "Say It Ain't So," it's like people
like
picking
Joan
the wrong
Jett.
Songs.
I like
that Bad
Reputation. I love rock and roll.
Sing some lyrics. You got any lyrics?
Jukebox, baby.
That song, though, and Bad Reputation, it's just like so overplayed.
I love rock and roll.
What was...
The jukebox, baby.
Sing a Ramon song.
Ba, 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 ba. I want to be sedated.
Hell yeah.
What do you
any
think?
Any other requests?
Sing Green Day.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
Sing the Kinks.
Yeah, a little Offspring.
Hey man, you know I'm really okay. The gun in my hand will tell you the same. My foot's on the gas. I'm driving your ass, and your next breath is your last, cause I got a bad habit. You stupid, dumb shit, goddamn motherfucker! Any other requests?
Kings of Leon.
Kings of Leon.
Hey, we got it. I think
you
said it all.
Someone like you would be so great, cause you're so smart. I need you.
You're so smart. Anytime a guy, "Hey, say you're so smart," sounds like a trick. to me. Like, I can't. Can anyone saying you're so smart to you? Wouldn't you be suspicious of them? Like, why are you telling me
you're
I'm smart?
So smart?
Why do you need to? So why do you need? Ah, you're so smart.
Oh my
What's
God.
The joke?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
I don't know. That just seems like a weird statement to me. Eric, if I right, I mean Eric, I could say, "Hey, Eric, you're doing a great job on the podcast." Okay, that's a compliment. If I go, "Eric, you're so smart," wouldn't you go, "Well, what's up?
What? are you trying to pull wool over my eyes?
Yeah, what are you trying to say?"
That's what you say to like a little child to convince them that they're not an idiot.
Well, you're so smart.
Yeah, I don't worry. Any other requests?
I would just go. What?
311.
311.
What is like? We gotta play some Monster. What has that song go?
What? Creatures for a While, one of their biggest hits.
No.
Creatures for a While. I wanna.
Do Cypress Hill.
Yeah, it's a little Cypress Hill.
All right.
Be real.
Hello, my name is Dr. Green Thumb. I like to tell you just where I'm from. I smoke a lot of weed and I'm dumb.
It says that?
No, I made that last part up.
Weird Derek.
Weird
Derek. Derek.
Weird
Bone Thugs and
Derek
Harmony.
Derek Al Yankovic.
Bone Thugs and Harmony. Oh, remember that one song they did that was all soft? Anyways,
I have a question, podcast question of the week. What do you think is the most over in the era that you the most rock band you ever heard when all your friends were playing it, everyone was playing it? What's the most overplayed rock band song?
That's good.
Email podcast to mega64.com. What was the most overplayed? Like, oh my god, don't play that again.
What was
do you guys have any thoughts? I'm thinking.
What was that killer song?
When you were young.
That one.
I think so. That was overplayed. I think, I feel like I really, really thought Maps by Yes was fun. I love playing it, but it did get to a point where it's like, stop playing apps.
Yeah. After we all got a lot of DLC, that kind of stopped.
Yeah, out. Yeah.
But when the first game was out, that
when the first one was out, yeah, and I know there's another one.
Might have been one of the.
Bon yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, Dead or Alive.
Yes. God. When the but again, that was like you were saying, it was primarily when the first game came out. Yeah. Wanted Dead or Alive. Everyone thought they were the big hit of the crowd when they put that on, and it's like, oh, four other people.
I've seen a million faces, and then I rocked them all.
Yeah.
So good.
It's a good song, but I didn't need to hear it again.
That's okay.
Dead or Alive.
Anyways,
a lot of the chat is saying Creep. That's a good one.
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
But I never heard that one as much as Bon Jovi.
Is
that a song?
Don't steal my bit. Thank you.
I'm just saying that's the song. I was just practicing for later tonight.
He was just saying that's the song.
Why are you stealing Eric's bit?
I would never do that.
I guess I come up with the bits and people take them.
I've never once stolen a bit.
Carlos Mencia, what's the next part
I did.
Of this?
Hey, I'm so, I am sorry. I was being a fat Jew and I did steal that bit.
Whoa. We did that. It's our fault.
We didn't say anything.
It's our fault.
We took you out of context.
Do you want to explain what happened?
There's
in the
a
news?
Comedian. Yeah, there's a comedian in the news.
I never heard of him.
Named Fat Jew.
Not a real thing.
Apparently, he's. I don't know if he got his start in.
Oh, there
alt
was a
scene.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, but no, he's.
He had a Twitter account.
Yeah, he was stealing people's jokes from Twitter and putting them in his act, and then got like a big show deal, and then a lot of this came out.
It wasn't even in his act. He was just a Twitter and an Instagram account that just accumulated jokes from all kinds of social media
and
put them all
in
his account. He would post pictures that someone else posted and whatever, and people subscribed to him because it's all that shit. But then he started getting TV deals, and that's when people started going, wait, I just subscribed to this because he has a bunch of jokes. I know he doesn't write these.
He's a player.
Why is he getting a TV deal? This joke is from Michael Ian Black. This one's from the, you know, and so anyway, that people threw a fit.
So anyway, a lot of the comedy scenes really pissed off at the guy, and rightfully so.
Well, the show's canceled.
Yeah,
so there you go.
Darn.
Hey, this week's show is also brought to you by our good friends at Loot Crate. Go to lootcrate.com/mega64 and subscribe. Every month you could get a box of stuff. You want to subscribe by next month. What's next month? It's the Fat Jew collection. It's going to be other people's comedy movies. And it's going to there's
branded.
A note that says, I made all these movies.
Cool.
But it's going to be like Animal House
but
and
with Sharpie at Fat Jew by directed by.
Directed by Fat Jew, yeah.
Yeah, like Happy Gilmore is going to be in there, but it says, I made this, I made this.
I don't like his name.
No, I don't.
Happy Gilmore, I like it. No, his dad name's fine.
Adam Sandler. Oh. Okay, let's see what's in the loot crate, everybody.
Oh, dibs.
Already. Whoa.
It says Marvel and there's a picture of the Joker. Someone said dibs over here.
Hey, guys, a loot crate. That's not what it is. It's confusion. There's going to be confusion. Hey, this is a nice thing in here.
Is that a tribute? That says all over it.
To open that. Say, ha, Jesus ha, Christ, don't open that.
The Joker painted wooden figure.
Oh, fuck. Cool. I see that?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Well, we got a Joker figure.
There's no tattoos.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Oh, well, it's not the Joker.
Is that the Joker?
Hey, check out what's in here. This is
pretty. That's pretty.
Oh, cool. You just broke it.
Oh, snap.
Can't return it
now. Dude. Damn, that's a Carnage mug. Oh! What up? I'm drinking out of Carnage's fucking skull.
Hey, I know somebody who has a Venom mug just like that. I've never seen... My friend actually has two Venom mugs because he loves them so much.
He loves Venom.
I've never seen the Carnage one, though. That's
really
cool.
That's really cool. That's a nice mug, actually.
That is.
Sweet. Cool. What you got?
Let you look at that, whatever that might be.
Thank you.
There's
a shirt.
There's always a shirt.
Hell yeah.
Is that a shirt?
It may not be a shirt.
It may be a...
pants.
This is cool.
An apron. A chef's apron.
I would never drink out of this.
But is it a tube top? Why would you drink out of that? Could be a scary. Too scary.
I want to give that to my friend if nobody wants
it. No, I respect it.
Okay.
And this is what I always say about Loot Crate. If it's not cool for you, you always have a friend who would love it.
Yeah.
That's a big... You would have a lot... That's
a lot of coffee.
A voluminous mug.
Hey, real quick. The Captain America thing that you handed me. He handed me Captain America, the First Avenger, EFX Collectibles. It's actually a Hydra pin.
This is
really
nice,
cool. Actually.
It's a Breaking Bad Pollos Hermanos...
Oh, no shit!
Cooking apron.
That is cool.
Wow. Damn.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
The Chicken Brothers.
Yeah. Hell yeah. If you... Yo, all you insiders... If you have seen Breaking Bad, you know what that
is. Imagine if I was just wearing this with nothing underneath. That'd be so sexy.
Oh, my God.
Hey, hey, cosplay AX next year.
Yeah. All right,
next year. Next year, I'm cosplaying a sexy Derek. Sexy cook Derek.
Sexier.
I have a gift for somebody.
Your body get them chills when I get them 6-inch heels.
Do the Chicken Brothers cook meth?
Look at this. Did you ever see Breaking Bad?
No.
I don't want to spoil it, but this is a significant.
And you can take that head out
in the series
and put this one in.
Is he mad in that one?
Is it mad?
Why is it like a block for like a baby?
It's just the fucking way it looks, bro.
It's like a block toy.
You like figures? You should know.
But that's wood.
That's actually, wood. That's really, I like this better.
I really like that.
It's interesting.
I think it's way cooler.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's dope.
Derek, do you think wood is way cooler than like plastic?
Yeah. These guys love wood.
I'm a carpenter, like Jesus.
Okay, well, you got me there.
Thanks. Thank you.
Dappy2 in the chat. I don't usually call out the chat, but Dappy2 said, suck the cook's dick.
Hey, Eric, didn't you tell Rocco to get everything out of the car before he went? Yeah. The podcast started? Rocco, what happened?
He forgot.
Fuck you, that's what happened.
Oh, calling him out on the podcast.
I have a present.
Am I looking like a sexy...
A present.
I have a present.
Like a sexy kitchen person?
What? Our friend, Eric, has been doing such a great job on the podcast.
I don't trust this. So
he's been killing it. You're so smart, Eric.
Oh, my God.
Eric, you're real bright.
You're so smart.
You know, Eric,
you're a bright little
really
boy.
Smart.
You're so smart.
He's a bad little
God,
boy.
Been you're
doing,
pretty.
He's been
you're
doing good such boy. A good job, God, and fuck, I love you.
God, you're pretty.
You're a good boy.
He's been doing such a good job and doing great work, and anybody who does great work deserves to have a great desk.
You're fucking babe.
And so I have a new addition to your desk.
Eric, look at this.
Eric showed on camera. Latest edition.
Oh, no shit. Another secret squirrel. I love secret
there
squirrel.
There you go. Secret squirrel.
Look secret at
you.
Squirrel Any? Combines my two loves. Secrets and squirrels.
Eric, I have. I am on the lookout. Any new secret squirrel material that comes out is going to be on your desk.
I'm into it.
Well, all right.
We know Eric's a Hanna-Barbera baby. He's
I am.
Into it.
It's true. Yeah. I'm a Hanna-Barbera baby. Oh, wow, he's big.
Yeah. I ain't fucking around.
It's a real squirrel.
I ain't fucking around.
It's a real,
like
squirrel,
a real
man.
Squirrel. Is it fuzzy like a squirrel?
Yeah, it's fuzzy like a squirrel. Bro.
Cool, dude.
Someone I want to put out a request on Eric's behalf. If anybody has access to a taxidermied squirrel.
Yeah, no, you don't have to do that.
And can attach a little purple hat to it.
Little hat, yep.
Oh, it's okay.
And a coat.
And
thank
a coat.
You.
We would love the real life
but,
secret
no,
squirrel.
Cut two holes in the hat and pull it down over his eyes, please.
Yeah.
Please.
So he's a real secret squirrel.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Somebody in the chat just said, what the fuck is secret squirrel?
Oh, whatever.
Go and educate yourself. Time out that person.
Give him a chance to go stop chatting and go look it up.
Yeah, get a Wikipedia, you dick.
Nice.
Give him a moment to look up Secret Squirrel.
Well, do you have any emails or anything like that?
Yeah, real quick, I wanted to, you know, sometimes you get emails about stuff you forget you asked for,
as is typical on podcasts.
Got an email from Chris H. It is not
Chris Hardwick. Wow,
thank you, man. I love At Midnight.
Chris Hemsworth too. Cool.
Chris Hemsworth.
Your chest is so big.
He says it is not vegan to shove animal based products up your butt. What?
Oh, did we ask that?
I don't know.
We did ask that, and I disagree.
How is it not vegan?
You're not consuming
an animal product. Yeah,
an animal product. In fact, you put it in your butt, but you poop it back out next time you go to the bathroom, so it doesn't actually go anywhere.
Yeah,
it stays right there.
It's the same as putting an animal product on a shelf and closing the cupboard door and then taking it out moments later.
Yeah,
no harm, no foul.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
No foul. Your butt's just like a shelf.
I am a vegan superhero. It's like a cooler. I am saving the world one veganist act at the time.
Veganist act.
Yeah.
You never committed a veganist act, Eric? You say that with such pride.
Drew D says to everyone, what is your favorite...
This looks like a giant strawberry.
Are you and Brian all right?
Are you...
I'm just being a vegan. Oh, fuck, I got myself. Sorry, guys. Whoa. I got myself with my giant strawberry bit.
Damn.
All right, keep going.
Resident Evil 2. What's your favorite? Drew D asks, what's your favorite intentionally bad costume from one of your videos? Example, Sonic or anything from the new DBZ video or Jabba the Hutt from the Star Wars video, things like that. Things that are like, okay, come on, you know? I'm trying to think.
Piccolo's got to be out.
Yeah,
there.
Kevin is Piccolo.
Kevin's
Piccolo
is good.
Favorite shitty costume?
Shit costume, yeah.
I really was proud of Eric's first form Frieza costume. Actually, his final form Frieza costume, too. Yeah. I think that was so dumb. Great.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I feel like somebody was supposed to be... It's sticking out of my brain. You know what? There's some really lame costume Sean had to wear in like an old version 1 video or something that made me laugh so hard. What was it?
I don't know.
Shit.
Oh, you know what mine is? Hmm. When you guys did Smash Brothers and you just had a gorilla suit for Donkey Kong.
Yeah. That's good. Oh, yeah.
That's pretty shitty.
Oh,
I know. Hmm. Donnie Bueno with his Master Chief face paint.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That was fun. That was fun to do.
That's
cheap face paint. I'm just going to say all of the Super Dodgeball players.
Oh, Rocko's Kid Icarus costume.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. More recently, I was really proud of the Mopetarians. I felt like we cooked up something that was just annoying to look at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I'll add to that, though. From the Star Wars video, I really liked my Dengar outfit. Because it was a shit costume, and yet at the same time completely conveyed Dengar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was my Thanksgiving tin pans taped to me. It was literally the next day I was going to eat out of those pans, and they were just taped to me, but it still, as soon as you saw it, oh, Dengar. You know, you got it immediately, so that's one of mine. Anyway.
Anyways.
Somebody said Kevin's Flood. Costume.
Oh! Never mind, that's mine. Kevin's Flood outfit from that Halo video.
That's good.
Some people are emailing in their most overplayed rock song. Some people are saying, a lot of Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
This is from Raph. Two of my friends had Rock Band, would bring only the drum set to each other's house and do a MAPS drum off over and over again.
Cool.
Yikes.
Boring.
Anyway. Wow.
All right.
That's that, everybody.
It's MAPS.
I'm straight. I'm tired of MAPS.
I'll stay the same. MAPS. They don't love you like I love you, Maps.
Fruits and vegetables.